I feel like we need to hear the story of Troy Mick. If you've never heard this before, it deals with prom and Kelly. If you have, sit back and enjoy and smile as Kelly shares.
Sit back and smile at my tragedy?
Yeah.
Okay. Troy Mick, first of all, I should preface this. My junior year, Ryan was my prom date. He was crying over his ex-girlfriend, Stacy. That was my junior year prom experience. Not great, mm-hmm. but okay, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Senior year, dating Troy Mick.
Mm-hmm.
He is a freshman at Notre Dame.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. College guy.
Sure.
He was president of student council his senior year at our high school.
Wow.
Super popular guy.
Sure.
My boyfriend, my senior year, going to my senior prom. Typically, we would go to an after-prom trip to Chicago. We lived, you know, close to just a couple hours from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Take a day trip there with a bunch of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Troy
mm-hmm.
took Heather on our after-prom trip, and that is how I found out that we broke up.
Oh.
Thanks, Troy Mick. Thanks, Troy Mick, for an amazing senior prom experience. I hope Heather enjoyed the trip.
Oh, wow. Were you ever able to get any closure from that?
Nope. Never saw him again.
I guess it's good that...
It's a clean break. I didn't have to see him at school Monday.
Well, I was just going to say, I guess I'm, you know, we're all lucky and glad that it worked out the way it did, because you wouldn't have this deep-seated angst.
Right.
In your belly.
An incessant need to talk about it for years and years later, over and over again on a radio program in Louisville, Kentucky.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We'd have missed out on that.
Because no one around here knows Troy Mick.
Nope.
I didn't grow up here.
That's right.
I don't even know where Troy Mick is. I can't even stalk him on social media. I've tried. I haven't found him. I don't know where he ended up.
Oh,
he doesn't even
shoot.
Know how famous he is in Louisville, Kentucky.
He doesn't even know.
He
doesn't even know.
He doesn't know.
He better think twice about showing his face around here, though.
I'll never get an apology, though. Like, I've just accepted that's never going to happen.
Yeah. I same thing, I guess, you know, talking about proms and apologies.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could go back and apologize for something you did at prom, what would you apologize for? I would probably go back and apologize to Greta. Greta was my prom date on senior prom. And, you know, we were friends. We weren't dating, all right? We weren't dating. We were just friends. Like, mm-hmm. she was in a bunch of my classes. She was nice. I was nice. And so...
But she was your date that night.
She was. And so, you know, we got dressed up, we went out, all that stuff. Everything was great. Until I decided I was going to dance with my ex-girlfriend. Slow dance.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm all in my head. I'm confused. I'm 17. I don't know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, I go back to the table and she's there, arms crossed. And I can tell something's upset. And I'm like, hey.
Were you really puzzled as to why she might be angry?
Were you really puzzled? I said, hey, are you okay? And she's like, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
And so she did not go to the after party. She just asked to go home. So
well, yes, because her date was twirling around on the dance floor with his ex.
And nothing ever happened with... I didn't get back together with the ex.
Sure, but she was sitting by herself watching her date dance with another girl. Are you okay?
Yeah, again, 17...
Right.
Dumb,
uh-huh.
didn't know how to handle myself. I'm not the mature person that you see in front of you now.
Right, lesson learned.
But
sorry, Greta.
Yeah. So if I could go back and apologize, I would apologize to Greta. And honestly, I haven't seen her since high school. So if I saw her today, I probably would actually apologize and just say, hey, I know it probably didn't mean a whole lot to you. and you didn't, it didn't stick with you like it did me because of this fantastic radio show that, that brings up all of our, our dirty
past
secrets
and discretions,
and
our, yes.
Right, right, exactly. Uh-huh. Everything. But, you know, hey, I just want to apologize. And I'm sure she'd be like, oh, yeah, no big whoop.
Probably. Or but, she might say,
well, or she'd be like, big whoop.
Years of therapy. I got over it.
Oh, you didn't marry your ex? Shocking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.